Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
What's up, you guys? It is Robert DeFelice and Alex Cardoza. We are here for your Fightful SmackDown review podcast for March 15th. The Ides of March are upon us. Alex, how are you doing?
I'm excellent. The Ides of March. Wow. Kind of scary, but cool at the same time.
Yeah, man. We had a big one. We had The Rock. We had some WrestleMania qualifiers for some tag teams. Rey Mysterio on the show. Glad to be jumping into all of it, but we want to hear from you guys as well. So get in your super chats, get in your humper chats at humperchats.com. And we will be having all the good times, all the discussions, some WrestleMania matches made for tonight. And yeah, I'm excited. What did you think about the show, getting into it?
Man, you know, we spoke a little bit about off the air about it, and it's a little slow for me. The show was good. SmackDown was okay. I got to see, I got to see my favorites. I got to see Legado de Fantasma. You know, I'm a big fan of these guys, and I'm happy to finally see them cut it up with Rey. And we'll talk about it on the show. But other than that, the card building up to WrestleMania to me has been a little bit slower for the mid card down. Obviously, we know the big matches, but everything else is like, what are we waiting for?
I do think that WrestleMania this year is going to heavily be built on the big matches.
Yeah.
Especially because you got Roman Reigns working two nights. You got Cody working two nights. You've probably got Rock working two nights as well. He just won't be wrestling for one of them. But we did get The Rock kicking off the show. And this was one of his old rock concerts. He had members of the band Warren Treaty playing some instruments. He did his usual shtick of, The Rock's gonna lay the smack down, Cody crybabies. He talked about some Cody fans being able to have sex, but they have to pay for it.
Oh my God.
I'm gonna be honest. I'm 30. I'm 30 years old. Yeah. When The Rock was around, I was 5'6".
Yeah, you were. God.
I was 18 when he made the comeback. And the truth is, Alex, this doesn't work for me. I don't feel like Rock doing this tired shtick is fun anymore, Especially right. When this very much feels like they pivoted because of the We Want Cody stuff. He's still doing babyface promos. He's coming out here in Memphis saying, "Oh, The Rock is home." Why am I booing you? Why?
I know.
What is the show you're doing? What are we getting at here? It feels like he just wants to do a little bit of everything and have his cake and eat it too. I'm just not feeling this version of The Rock. But a lot of people were feeling the new theme song. Well, what'd you think?
Very, very, it reminisces the old school Rock, like the guy that I grew up with. I was not 5 years old when The Rock was out there in the late 90s doing his thing. I was a teenager. But damn, like you can't boo him. No one can boo him. He's coming out there talking bad about the crowd, and the crowd's all falling into it, into his hands and into the ploy. And I put it out on Twitter. I'm like, they have a problem in their hands where they're not booing The Rock. Like, I come from the old school mentality where when you have a bad guy, you gotta hate him. You gotta burn his shirt when you're, at home, because he just switched teams and now he's a bad guy, but here we are.
Yeah. I think that The Rock didn't plan on getting booed. I think a lot of what he's doing is just what he was going to do anyway, but he turned it on. He did the, you know, Cody's mom. Thank God he didn't say some of the things he would have said about John Cena's mom a good 10 years ago. But he says, Cody's mom, I'm going to give you the belt, and it's going to be the belt that I whip your son with. And after that, all I'll do is just tell you nice and calmly, what can I say except you're welcome?
I mean,
I'm a big fan of Moana, personally. I thought that was funny. But this version of The Rock isn't working for me because I just think that he's going to turn on Roman Reigns and eventually be the babyface that you want.
That's crazy because everyone's thinking the same thing as you. Everyone's waiting for that turn. Everyone says the finger thing. I think it's just because his tendons are so messed up he can't close his finger and make a one.
Well, but the first time I thought, okay, maybe he's just not getting it. The second time he did it very nice and slow to make sure people were seeing.
Yeah.
Let's get into some real quick super chats. Here we go. One from Van Twinblade that says, "No Kate, but we do have other Alex. 4.99 out of 10. That is typically how I feel myself." And we got one from Kylie as well. It says, "Robert and Alex, oh my God, hope you guys are well. We're doing pretty all right. Thank you. Hope you're well too."
That made me pop, by the way, Van Twinblade, when he said 4.99 out of 10.
Oh, we got somebody coming in here that might be running in to give us some good news. I didn't know we were going to be hit with the man, Sean Ross. Sean Ross Sapp.
You removed me.
I try to let you in. I remove you. How you doing, Sean?
He said it's his show. You're not coming in until he lets you in.
Yeah, no kidding. It's good to see you guys.
Yes, sir.
Don't have the neon light up. I've been doing some rearranging in my office. Hopefully I've got my studio set back up by the time next show rolls around. But Robert, thank you for filling in for Kate,
who anytime is
doing commentary. We love having you back on screen. But yeah, I got some news from FightfulSelect.com, the best $5 in the business. We had those SmackDown plans. Tomorrow we're going to have backstage news and producers and the like. But the Rock segment was only supposed to go one segment. But it obviously ended up going to 26 past the hour. And it's not even like we're so angry about this thing. Like, they know what they're getting into at this point. Like, they understand, they know, and they adjusted. The Garza and Humberto match was supposed to be like a 2-segment match. And I feel like they probably planned that match as the 2-segment match that followed, expecting The Rock to take quite a bit of that time. But they had already planned Dragon Lee and Santos Escobar. One segment.
It felt like that match right there felt super rushed for some reason. Like, yeah. Let me ask you a question, since you talk more to the good people backstage and stuff like that. How does anyone feel? I mean, he's the final boss, right? That's the new term. Have you heard anything about how people feel about the pushing of the segments? I mean, going long, we saw it on camera, people recording when they were rushing him last week before the slap how's that taken?
I honestly don't hear a bunch of negativity around it now. I don't hear that as much as I did initially, especially because The Rock has proven that, one, he will show up at the shows. Two, he will step aside when something else hotter is there.
Nice.
Three, he's putting in extra work for the social media stuff in addition.
That's true.
Like, he's doing for what his story is, they're doing an awful lot. And, I'll hang around and answer some super chats.
You got a lot of them coming in.
And Humper chats, but no Kate, but we do have the other Alex. 4.99 out of 10. Sean, if you shaved, you become rain sauce wrap. No, I don't. I don't. If Fightful is the best $5, what's the worst $5?
We don't get into that here.
Probably whatever the Billy Batty guy makes people pay.
$5 footlongs? Is that still a thing?
I don't think it's still a thing. Inflation.
It's like the movie Bedazzled. Like, you're giving up your whole soul when you subscribe to that service. Like,
oh man,
it's just, you can't do a selfless deed and get out of that one though. There's no way. Sorry, Brendan Fraser, you're stuck. worst $5.
That's tough.
Okay. I'll tell you what the worst $5 are. At least the worst thing I ever ate was one of those protein pastries from the gas station. I saw it. It looked like a Pop-Tart, and I took one bite of it. I didn't even chew it. I just said, no. And then my friend Samira was talking about how much she loves them. I was like, no way. Just got word that it's the highest grossing event in Memphis in WWE history tonight.
That's insane. How much of that is just straight up due to inflation?
But still, inflation has always existed. And you still got to sell the tickets.
You know, I read an article yesterday from The Undertaker that said, I really can't give them advice because they're making so much damn money. And yeah, when you keep repeating this, it's hard not to agree with them.
Yeah. So, Will Chisholm, with SRS, do you know how the WWE and GCW stuff happened? Who asked who? So, you know what? I'm going to do a full report on Saturday on FightfulSelect.com, but you did pay for the super chat, and I will tell you that Josh Barnett asked Triple H personally.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah. And Josh Barnett, I followed up with him afterwards, and I said, listen, WWE had some very positive things to say about you. And he said, yeah, I think that working together is the right way to do business. I don't want to do like backstabbing stuff. He's like, just because we do stuff differently doesn't mean that it's doing things wrong. And he was obviously, he's very, very happy to have somebody with the lineage of Billy Robinson to be there. I got tipped off to it about 20 minutes before the announcement, and I could not believe it. And then I couldn't believe I got a confirm on it. Couldn't believe somebody actually confirmed that, like right before the announcement, but they were all good sports about it as well. And I think they were kind of happy because that sort of accentuated the buzz. There was buzz before the buzz, but they were very, very happy with that. Eddie says, you think Rock is overshadowing Roman versus Cody? No, I just used the word accentuating, Robert. I think he's accentuating the buzz.
He's accentuating the buzz, but he's overshadowing Roman. People suddenly don't care about how many days Roman's been champion. They care about Cody just winning the belt.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think that's probably what will play into a lot of this as well. Roman will not take getting upstaged, I don't think.
If I was them, I would honestly have Cody pin Rock night one, Roman night two, but I have a feeling Bloodline Rules is too good for them to pass up.
I want to see all the silly bullshit, brother. I want to see all of it. I want to see Samu, Fatu, Jacob Fatu. I want to see
everyone.
I want to see a Gary Albright impersonator out there. I want Naomi doing the rear view. And then Brandi Rhodes shows up like, who told you it was open mic night, bitch? And then spears her. I want to see everything. All the crazy stuff. Like, listen, I'm not watching Cody versus Roman for a great wrestling match. I want to see all the bullshit is what I want to see.
Go ahead, sorry. No, you kind of froze a little bit of mine. I thought you were done. Sorry, I looked away. I do got to say this. Out of the 7 hours that we're going to have, 14 hours altogether, night one and night two, I need to know Sean's prediction on how long the Bloodline entrance and Rock's entrance, along with Cody's entrance, how long is that going to take out of the show?
Well, people keep talking about what's going to be night one, night two. Night one, the opening match is just the entrances for the main event. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Legitimately, a good 9 minutes, I think, between the entrances for that tag match.
Oh yeah, I think the entrances for the tag match will take.
Oh my god, that's right.
We should get Bet Online, yes, our great partners, to do an over under on that. Ooh, that's good shit.
That would be good shit.
I want.
Well, Chisholm right says Roman's not gonna like The Rock calling himself the final boss. I think he's good. I think The Rock acknowledged him. I think he's the ego is quelled for now until bullshit starts.
I want 3% of all bets, by the way, just for thinking up of the idea.
Yeah.
You know, there was a question here that I think, was it a super chat?
Which one was it?
Oh, no. Oh, well, it just came in, but I also wanted to ask you if you know anything about Asuka. She was limping there at the end of the episode.
Working to find out a little bit quick, more so. On that, obviously. I mean, they don't have Mania plans for her right now, but still, I mean, obviously they were going to, but
she's tough though, man. She's
tag titles,
she
man.
Continue. The ref looked like he came up to her, was like, hey, and she like completely ignored him.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, for sure.
Those tag titles, I hope another one's not injured. That would be pretty terrible. Got one here from Ryan Sullivan that says, man, Kate's hair looks good. I couldn't agree more.
And I mean, at least they are in a spot, and I'm not sitting here hoping that Asuka gets injured or anything, but they could free bird those titles as well.
Sure.
My God.
We got one from Bruce. Says, yeah. Cody Rhodes has been looking like a geek the whole storyline. The great one completely owning the Cody marks. I can't wait to boo Cody in Philly. You're the guy.
You're the one. You're the one. The Diarrhea Dwayne fan. I bet he's embarrassed now that I said that.
Oh my God.
Got him.
Get it? He said poo poo.
Listen, I loved The Rock's promo tonight. So it's this and the social media promos that I look at. And I'm like, okay, guys, can you see when we say, yeah, you don't got to bring up like, oh, Seth is your girlfriend, or Roman bringing up like, oh, the crossdresser. No, y'all don't need that. That
right.
This is what you need is this. Mm-hmm. That's what we need more of. And The Rock just killed it. Oh,
it's very hard to. I was saying this. I'm an old school fan. You know, Robert was 3 years old when The Rock, you know, came out and was doing his whole gimmick with the corporate. I was in my teens, and I'm like, you know, we booed him, you know, and you know,
yeah,
Freddie's grandmother went to her grave not speaking to his wife, Sarah Michelle Gellar, because she did a movie with The Rock when The Rock went corporate, because that's how much she believed in wrestling. Okay. She stopped talking to her dying day. She would not talk to her because she did a movie and told him, did she know that he's corporate Rock and like he's a bad guy? And so, yeah, he was like, grandma, he was like, no, I'm not talking to her ever again.
That's incredible.
So that's the type of passion I have, by the way, when it comes to a bad person in wrestling. So it's kind of like funny to see everyone just loving on Rock, even though, you know, I was waiting for him to drop like a meth line for tonight for them, but he didn't. He embraced it.
Wow, that is phenomenal.
That's very funny.
Oh God, Bruce. Look at Bruce.
He's asking me to make Vince Russo relevant again. Can I respond to Vince Russo owning me? Well, let's see. Guess who relies on me for content on his show?
Oh boy.
The thing that happens regularly.
Guess the only time that I talk about him, when somebody drops $1.99 to ask about him.
That's Bruce, I just want to say this. SmackDown ended at 10 p.m.
Hold on. Check this out. Come on
is that a cat or your chair?
Come on up here, Melvin.
I think it's both.
Check it out.
Look at that.
Melvin the cat has now been viewed more times this week on YouTube than Vince Russo. Look at that, Melvin. You're a beauty, aren't you? Look at him.
That's been clipped and now shared a million times, by the way.
We got another one from Eddie. We got another one from Bruce that says, I want to see Eddie return and join the bloodline.
Best $2 in the biz right there.
What was the worst $5? The $5 that Bruce Blitz has spent tonight. There you go. Oh,
just did it to yourself, I guess. We got one here from Jay Miller also asking about Asuka. You'll have a story on that as you find out more, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah, indeed. Guys, I'll encourage you all to send super chats tonight. I don't know if Robert has access to the Humper chats, but I will leave the ones that have been sent in the private chat. That way we'll just read them now while I'm on the air. And then I'll encourage you guys to send super chats the rest of the night. JP, that might have been for Alex, but says, I don't understand the Jay White Darby thing. It was the only thing that didn't make sense to me. We knew what Darby was out. Why did we have to break up this way? Oh, this is from two nights ago. We're good. No Humper chats. We're good. By the
way, heal up Darby Allin. Broke his foot.
Yeah.
Won't be climbing Mount Everest.
I haven't looked at a lot of the tweets about it because I just know there's going to be the faux outrage of a guy who... of a guy who has done crazy shit for 5 years in a row and hasn't got hurt.
Can I tell you something?
Go ahead.
If he's climbing Mount Everest with a boot selling...
I think he said he's waiting till next year.
I will buy all his merch for like the rest of the year. Just to wear around.
Unreal. Guys, I'm going to hop off here. It was great to see you all. Hope you guys enjoy.
Thank you, sir. You have a great one. Enjoy your Friday.
All right. Well, I think that takes care of most of the Rock stuff, unless you have a little bit more you want to add.
I don't have any. I mean, I'll boo him, but that's about it.
By the way, since you said it, I was 3 years old when he debuted. I was in the building. I was at the Garden. I was in the building that night.
Get out of here.
I was, legitimately.
Wow. That's amazing. Good for you.
Yeah. But as we continue on with SmackDown, we come out of the Rock concert to the match that Sean said was apparently cut for time. Legato and LWO. And Legato beats the LWO to advance to a chance to get to the six-pack ladder match. What'd you think of this match? These two teams, they work before. They work pretty well together. I always enjoy seeing some good lucha action on Friday nights. What'd you think?
Man, I love everything that has to do with Lucha Libre. SmackDown has become so much more fun since they've allowed them to be more of who they are and using their style as opposed to suppressing it. You know what I'm saying? Even Rey Mysterio had to change his ways to become more WWE like of wrestling. You know what I'm saying? So just to see that the new generation of luchadores that are coming in being able to do what they want, basically not what they want in the ring, but kind of just be experimental and do some really cool things. I love it. I loved it. You know, Legato's still my favorite, bro. I don't care what happens.
Now, Legato.
Oh my
Angel
God.
Angel and Humberto, they are a great tag team. I hate the name Humberto. I just want to, I'm not on here enough. I think that's ridiculous. His full name is great. I miss back one of the best things during the pandemic was when they were paired with Randy.
I think
they're a fantastic tag team. LWO is kind of obvious they weren't going to get it here because they're in the NXT qualifier. And honestly, I hope Legato makes it to the ladder match. I think they'll add a lot of flavor.
Dude, talk about flavor. That's going to be an insane match.
I mean, 12 dudes in a ladder match, it's going to be a lot of fun as it is. But we go from that to LA Knight. LA Knight comes out. He says, AJ Styles, you're not here. But I know where you will be because you can't resist. I'm challenging you to a match at WrestleMania. I'm going to be honest. I don't care for this.
Yeah, you're right. LA Knight to me has cooled off so much. People still pop for the intro and it's cool or whatever. Like you're there to get a good show. But as someone who's following everything closely and talks about it and gives opinions on it, I feel like he's cooled off to the max, brother.
It sounds shitty. I never thought that he was going to be huge beyond the match with Roman because I know.
Someone better clip Robert. Works.
Look, I know the way this works. I'm not saying he's not great. I'm not saying he's not charismatic. He is, but I know how this works. I don't think anybody really saw him dethroning Roman Reigns. I just wish AJ Styles was in a match that could help him shine a bit more because I don't know how many more AJ has in him. And I want him doing the best he possibly can at all times. You know, he's a heel right now. He comes out, hits LA Knight with a chair. He accepts. This will be a fine night one match, but it's not like, is it a match you'll remember on Monday, April 8th? I don't know.
No,
I know
that right.
sounds harsh, but
no, you're right. Know. You're right.
You know, I would rather see AJ Styles, you know, maybe in the ring, Kevin Owens, Logan Paul doing something that he might be remembered for. LA Knight, though, this is a good spot for him, especially after, yeah, he was Max Dupree around this time last year. Well, he was just getting over the Max Dupree stuff around this time last year, and he's improved so much. So that is really cool to see, but this is not the match I thought either man would have at WrestleMania.
No, and he's moved further away from any title contention as well. Like, it's just, you know, I thought he was going to be the one to dethrone.
Yeah, Logan a lot of people Paul. Thought he would dethrone Logan.
Yeah, yeah, and it's
They've
just
completely
it's
moved
really,
away from that.
Yeah, completely.
And now that gets these two to WrestleMania. But Logan Paul talks to Nick Aldis, and he's like, "I want you to tell Randy Orton to apologize for what he did last week." He's, you know, holding the Prime sponsorship over him, and Nick Aldis kind of says, "I'm not going to do that." And he says, "Well, how can I expect you to do that when you can't even do your job and find me an opponent for WrestleMania? Pride comes before a fall, Alex."
Yeah, yeah. I'm telling you, man. He put his foot in his mouth. My friend there, Logan.
It is good to know that one RKO to Nick Aldis and one $10,000 payment from Randy Orton, and that was all he needed. He doesn't seem to want to antagonize Randy Orton anymore. I appreciate that Nick Aldis is a smart man. We did get like 5 seconds of the Bloodline. This is maybe the least Bloodline I've ever seen on a show, where Paul was Solo and Jimmy, and he's Kayla stops him. She says, "Just want to know if you guys had any answer to Jey Uso's challenge." And Jimmy says, "Yeah, I got your answer. I'm Big Brother, and at WrestleMania, it's me versus you. Yeet." And I gotta tell you, Alex, this is the first time since Jimmy Uso turned heel that it seemed like there was a little bit of fire there.
Yeah.
There was a little bit of something in there. I have to imagine he did that because I know where this is going. I know that this is going to be played in all the promos, and I want to sound like, you know, I'm a little fired up. Want to sound like I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
They could steal it at WrestleMania if they really wanted to. Jimmy and Jay, I think that's going to be a really fun match.
Yeah, it'll be cool to kind of see the brothers kind of just finally, you know, put this to the test, see who comes out of it alive, basically. Like, you know, is there any more Bloodline drama? Do they leave the ring by giving each other a hug? Like, what's going to happen? Like, what is this all going to entail, you know?
I can only imagine this, much like Rock and Roman and Seth and Cody. This is only the first time we'll see Jimmy and Jay at WrestleMania. I'm sure they'll be involved in that main event.
Sure.
But, you know, before this, it really did seem like Jimmy was ducking Jay for quite a while. And, you know, sometimes you just got to do that, Alex. Sometimes you just got to be like, "I want to get out of here. I want to be anywhere else in the world, Alex." You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you just want to be anywhere else in the world. And guys, if you want to be anywhere else in the world in the blink of an eye, our good friends at NordVPN can help you out with that.
You've heard me talk about a lot of things that NordVPN.com/Fightful has, and I'm about to tell you almost everything it has. Listen to your favorites abroad. If you're traveling and you want to listen to your favorite shows, they got you covered. Fastest VPN in the world. You can shield your data from snoops and criminals, so that way your IP address is changed. You can safely listen to podcasts, stream shows, simply browse in complete privacy. You can protect yourself on that public Wi-Fi no matter where it is. You can secure every device you own on every operating system you own. They also have the ability to get a NordPass password manager. Maybe it's a little more difficult for you to remember those passwords. They got you covered. They also got the file encryption tool. That way there's an extra layer of security between you and your content. threat protection. You're safe from disruptions with their kill switch, 24/7 tech support, fastest VPN on the planet, reliable encryption, a 30-day money-back guarantee. You will end up saving money when you subscribe to NordVPN.com/Fightful.
There it is, and they are a great service, and we thank them for helping us out so much. We got a super chat here from Anthony. Anthony says he wishes he was more hyped for the Jimmy and Jay match, but he's not because Jimmy's been booked like a joke. See, that's what I was getting at. Like, this was the one time where he was like, yeah, I'm Big Brother, and I'm going to whoop your ass, which kind of surprised me a little bit because it was so inconsistent with the rest of the booking. But I'm all for them making Jimmy Uso look more like a threat because he's the one who pulled the trigger on turning against Roman. He's the one who was half of that tag team for 600 days. He's the one that headlined WrestleMania last year. I think that they need to do a better service to Jimmy Uso.
Yeah, 100%. We'll see, and we'll see where everything heads for them. God, I wouldn't be surprised if you see them working together somehow, but we'll see.
Well, I would not be surprised if by April 8th we got the Usos back together.
I need them with the face paint.
I don't know if they go that far.
I know. I'm just kidding.
But you never know. Sean was talking about Samu and Fatu. We could see some head shrinkers
from WrestleMania. That would be cool.
But we're moving on here. And you got Randy Orton taking on Grayson Waller. This is really cool for Grayson because he's a guy who's come in from NXT and they've really treated him well. He had one of Edge's last matches. He gets to spar with The Rock. He gets these cool moments. They see a lot in Grayson, but Orton gets the win in about 7 minutes. And, you know, the deal, RKO, because honestly, you should never try to fly in at Randy Orton. You're going to get hit with an RKO.
I'll tell you what. That stunner to an RKO kind of took its time. I know you're probably gonna get there, but I wanted to get that out of my brain. I'm like, it looked weird. I don't know how it looked like for you guys in the chat room right now, but unfortunately, it did not sit right by me because it kind of felt, like super set up.
A lot of these RKOs do feel that way unless the guy on the receiving end is butter smooth, and maybe there was just the slightest bit of hesitation will make it seem a bit more planned, and obviously it is, but there's a way to do it that doesn't make it look so obvious. But I agree with you, and I got a message about that as well, that the RKO looked a little funky
for sure.
But we go from that to we get some Logan Paul action. As they're all jumping Orton, Kevin Owens comes out. They clean house. Orton almost gets RKO'd, almost like foreshadowing. Out comes Nick Aldis, who says, Logan, good news, bud. I found your opponent for WrestleMania. Oops, I mean your opponents, because you're fighting Kevin and Randy. This is great for this is great for Logan. I don't know how I feel about this for Kevin and Randy. What do you think?
I was not expecting them to be going up against, Logan. You just had these two gents together in the ring, you know, loving on each other. I would have liked for one of them to kind of try to play each other. I'll do something, you know, like fake a punch or something, you know, but that didn't happen. So I don't know. We still got time. We'll see. You can see where they kind of almost did something to each other. They almost like, you know, crisscrossed, you know, and hit each other. There was a move in the ring. So I wonder if they're setting something up where you finally are going to get that. Like these two are, you know, they got to set up this match and blow it up. It can't just be 2-on-1. You know what I'm saying?
I can see them setting it up that way just because Logan is such a, you know, you love to hate him. But I think eventually you'll get the Randy Orton RKO's Kevin Owens because you can't trust everybody. Or maybe even you have Kevin do it first because Randy Orton doing it is the obvious.
Sure.
And when I thought it was going to be 1-on-1, I would have said Logan loses. But now that it's triple threat, I think Logan retains.
Yeah.
I'm going to go out on a limb here.
I don't want that to happen. But, I mean, they're going to Cleveland this summer. I mean, they could set up any match with Logan, though. It doesn't have to be a title match.
You know, if he does lose, I'd like to see Randy Orton have the U.S. title and
sure.
do U.S. Open Challenge kind of deal. Get some matches in as he's on this run that he never thought he'd have again.
Right.
You know, it should be a really fun match. They're three great dudes. But I think they're both going to be too concerned about being the one to beat Logan that Logan will be able to sneak it and pick up his second win at a WrestleMania.
Yeah, people are saying Logan might win, so we'll see. God, man, I don't want to see that. I don't want to see him retain. I want to see someone, you know, in the ring kind of get it, but we'll see. I mean,
yeah, I think the hope is that Cody pins Roman, and then we at least have your main event title in the ring every week. Yeah. But I get where you're coming from, because it's pretty hard to have so many, you know, part-time champions and your tag champions
sure.
that are cross-branded are basically exclusive to Raw.
Yeah.
We're moving on here. Damage Control is interviewed by Caleb Braxton, and Dakota Kai basically says that Bayley was jealous because, you know, it's their vision now, and Damage Control runs the show. I think this is the easiestly best built match going into WrestleMania, and I think Bayley's getting a little shafted in terms of main event promotion.
Yeah,
but I am enjoying the build. What do you think about this promo?
Yeah, this is one of the matches and one of the actual builds that I've been actually really happy with. I didn't, like, in the beginning, I was just like afraid of how they were gonna like come out of it. You know, there was a lot of injuries and things happening within that group, so I'm excited for. This to me is my main event, to be honest. Like, Bayley's worked her ass off for it.
Yeah, she did. Look, I hope she gets Paramore. I hope that, you know, she's got all the help in the world.
Everything. Hell yeah.
The title up high. I hope there's Pyro. She deserves everything, and this is her year.
For sure.
You know whose night it wasn't? Was Santos Escobar and Dragon Lee. They got about 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Dragon Lee gets caught in the Phantom Driver, and there's a lot of shenanigans after the match, but real quick, what do you think about them getting 2 minutes?
You know, they did what they could with the time that they gave them. They're very impressive, though, man. It looked like, even though the match was short, it definitely looked like they had enough time to put everything that they wanted into it. They continued the story at the very end of it with, you know, Santos and Rey. So, I hope that this leads to something with Santos at WrestleMania. But, I mean, we're going to get a blow-off next week with Rey and Santos. So, God,
yeah, that sucks. So I would have loved to see them. Doing a singles match next week is a little weird to me. Because I thought, 100%. Sure, we were going to WrestleMania with these two. And, you know, maybe build to something a little more passionate, like a mask versus hair match down the line, but I thought we were at least getting a singles
sure.
at Mania.
Yeah,
and maybe we still do. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it'll shape its way out. We'll see how. I mean, I would like to see Santos get that you know WrestleMania pop. I think. I mean, well, he's not gonna. He's a bad guy, but for me personally, you know, him getting his comings out of WrestleMania would be pretty dope.
You know, if they don't go with the one-on-one, I have to assume. Maybe we just end up getting
the team, yeah,
4-on-4 or something.
Yeah, correct.
They deserve a spot.
Yeah,
and they're not going to not put Rey Mysterio on WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Moving out of that, we go to the New Catch Republic of Tyler Bate, Pete Dunne, and they get the win over Pretty Deadly, and they're going to be the other team advancing to the match to get into the six pack. This is pretty much standard from what we've seen of them. You know, it's nice to see Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate getting a spot. If anybody's going to beat Legado, I want it to be them, because I want to see Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate maybe walk away with some gold. Maybe,
yeah.
Hey, listen, maybe a team pulls down the SmackDown titles so that we get these belts separated.
Sure.
So these teams have a prize to fight for. But I'd love to see New Catch Republic holding some gold at the end of WrestleMania. But what do you think about this match and
the progression
of New Catch Republic?
Let them separate them. Separate the titles, exactly like you said. You know, we have one team member from one side and another team member from the other. Just grab one and one and just fall off. You know what I'm saying? Like, why not? I think Catch Republic is gonna take it next week, or you know, like continue. And unfortunately, you know, it's gonna be exactly that. I think it might be a big match with Legado de Fantasma, you know, later on. And I think they're gonna let Catch. And let me tell you something: having those two in an insane ladder match or whatever, it'll be so dope, man.
Yeah, I mean, I think that they're gonna add a lot of flavor to it, but hopefully we see a really deserving team walk away with the gold. And Judgment Day is great, but I can't imagine that they need to continue holding these titles any longer.
No, yeah.
Priest needs to cash in that belt.
And it's the whole, it got stale. It's stale as hell. They having the titles has now meant nothing.
Yeah. You know, they did main event last year. Hopefully they get back there again. But guys, get in your super chats if you want to talk SmackDown, WrestleMania. We might even talk a little bit of Rampage, as Luis, our great moderator, has sent in a Rampage rundown. Because we're almost at the home stretch as we're getting into just the next week rundown. We got Mysterio, Escobar, AOP and Street Profits, and OC versus Waller and Theory as part of the tag team tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you see winning those tag matches? I'm going to go with Street Profits and Theory and Waller, and then I'm going to guess Waller and Theory get the spot at WrestleMania along with New Catch.
Yeah. I'm with you on that one. Because that's another team that's just kind of, the Street Profits have kind of just really gone to the wayside. That's another team that I feel like completely cooled off. I thought they were going to have something really good happening with Bobby Lashley, and it's just been blah.
Yeah, it seems like they just haven't had anything for Lashley since he was champion in the pandemic.
You're right.
Really unfortunate. The Street Profits haven't been champion in like 3 years almost, which is crazy to think about. But I can't imagine Austin Theory goes from beating John Cena at WrestleMania so not having a match at the next year's Mania. So that alone, I got to thank Waller and Theory.
That's what happens when you have a big ass roster. You know, they continue to bring people back and signing people. And this goes for any company, not just them, but, you know, like people are now getting sandwiched into this giant pile of mid-cardness and not really moving.
And Good Brothers, I think,
will
probably be beating the Wolf Dogs for the NXT Tag Team Championship at Stand and Deliver. So I don't see them winning either.
No, I agree with you.
But as we go on, we got main event. Bayley's in the main event, so at least the girls are getting some time to shine on this show. And she faces Dakota Kai. She wins, but by DQ, as everything really breaks down. And there's a lot of damage control interference. We get Naomi's out to try and help. But ultimately, it's damage control standing tall, Alex. And what do you think this means for damage control? And I know we saw Asuka limping. Where do you think this all goes?
I obviously we're gonna have a change in championship here. Bayley's getting the beatdowns, man. So we've been watching wrestling long enough that you know what this means. You know, this one person continues to get beat down, you know where this is all headed. You know what I'm saying? So I think Bayley finally gets her coming. I think damage control eventually within the next couple months. I don't think they even make it to as far as SummerSlam. I think in the back of my head, they, you know, they'll implode. I think they'll implode. I mean, what more can you do? These girls have been together for a long time, the Damage Control crew. You know? Factions are hard. The Bloodline just works for some reason, just because they basically It's a giant family that wants to beat everyone down.
And even that, I think the well ran dry.
100. You know? Yes.
So, I think the well ran dry a while ago.
You got the final testament. That's dead in the water already.
Which is a damn shame, because let me tell you something. Paul Ellering is still out there cutting promos like it's 1987. Yeah. Karrion Kross is one of the most passionate dudes I've ever heard talk about wrestling. And you don't get better henchmen than Akam and Rezar. Like, this is a perfect stable, but it feels like it's a perfect stable for maybe 30 years ago. Maybe right group, wrong era.
You're right. No, 100%. Yeah. Like, there's a couple stables that just don't make sense right now even Judgment Day. I think you might see the end of Judgment Day by SummerSlam.
Oh, I think you might see the end of Judgment Day by
WrestleMania?
By the month after Mania. I mean, because they're splitting Rhea from the group, probably.
Yeah.
She's babyface. And if they lose the tag titles and hopefully Damian Priest can move on with the briefcase, I think it's only a matter of time before Judgment Day splits.
Well, that and you have the we'll have another brand split. What's it called? The draft again.
Yeah.
You know, we all know that things move around after April. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but May has been synonymous in WWE with, you know, final goodbyes with certain wrestlers and how they just kind of move certain pieces at the company, you know? So let's hope none of that happens, but you know, it's just like once May rolls around, there's always a lot of parts shifting around in WWE.
Yeah. Cause as they enter that second quarter of the year, they're going to want to set up the next Mania properly.
Correct.
By moving the puzzle pieces where they need to go.
Yep.
But that kind of takes care of SmackDown tonight. I'm pretty excited for Mania on paper, but I'm also like, I'm not feeling everything that they're doing. Like I said, I really don't like what we've got going on with LA Knight and AJ Styles. I just wish there was a better match for both of them. I think that Bayley and Io Sky has been built up great, but it feels like a foregone conclusion.
Yeah.
It seems like the build to this Mania is very, hey, Rock's here, shut up and enjoy it.
It's Mania. I think they've gotten to the point where, listen, they're making a lot of money in their shows. You know, they're selling out. But, you know, I take it with a grain of salt. WWE is WWE for 70 plus years. You know what I'm saying? They should be selling out arenas. They should be getting in people into WrestleManias without even showing a card. Because it's WrestleMania. They're going for the show. You know what I'm saying? They could put anything in the ring. They could put two monkeys fighting each other for the world title and people will still cheer and boo. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's WrestleMania. Big. So I think you're right.
Get it, giving them that pass though. You know, I still want them to try. And I feel like saying that gives them, you know, they know, oh, we can do whatever. And I always want them to try.
No, I know. I do too, especially with the fact that, you know, I said this last year to Kate when we were on the way to WrestleMania. I wasn't feeling it. There were WrestleManias prior that I was feeling it. I was so ready to sit down for 13 hours and just watch wrestling. You know, that's all I wanted to do. I wanted to order pizza, make some wings, grill some freaking burgers, and just watch WrestleMania. You know, but these last 2 years, they've kind of felt like it's like, all right, cool. It's WrestleMania. I'll put it on and I'll watch it. And, you know, we do get some great matches. We'll get some great moments. I love that about Mania. But the build up to there, it seems like it's been just a Rock, Bloodline, you know, everything that's happening there. And then everything else just kind of supporting role for that.
And we were talking about it off air. I'm not a fan of Two Night Mania. I think they just made the show longer. They didn't solve any of the problems. But it does get more people on the show. And that's positive.
That's a very positive. I agree.
Yeah. But I just wish they were doing more with the time given.
Sure. I'm with you.
But Luis is kind enough to give us a Rampage rundown. So I'm just going to run down the quick results of Rampage here. Best Friends of Orange Cassidy and Trent defeated the Dark Order. They're going to be in that tag tournament. So that's pretty cool. I wish the Dark Order was doing a little bit more over there in AEW, but what can you do?
Same.
We had a vignette for the Righteous. big fan of The Righteous, big fan of Jake the Snake, big fan of Lance Archer. I want to see that stable do more. We had a brawl between Zack Knight and Angela Parker. I can only imagine that we're eventually going to get a mixed tag. Mm-hmm. With Soraya and Ruby on either side. Toni Storm and Mariah defeated Little Mean Kathleen and Kayla Sparks. Who do you think Deonna's got as her partner come next Wednesday?
I don't know, man. I have no idea. What do you think?
You think she's had any dental appointments lately?
You think she's back? You think she's ready?
I think if Deonna Purrazzo has a partner, I think it's Dr. Britt Baker.
Man, I tweeted her the other day, you know, it'd be nice to kind of have her back on the fold again.
Oh, wait, hold on. No, geez, thanks, Luis. Her partner was revealed to be Thunder Rosa. Really? Oh,
there it is. Okay.
Really? That's crazy. That's not who I was expecting.
Thank you, Luis,
for
that.
That's not what I was expecting at all. That's crazy.
There you go. Well, more Thunder Rosa on TV. Also, I am not also going to...
I'm not going to say that. No to Thunder Rosa on TV either.
For sure. I, really I love Thunder.
Hoping for Dr. Britt Baker.
Yeah.
So, yeah, after the match...
Maybe Jade. No, just kidding.
By Thunder Rosa, and they chase off May and Storm. I still got to believe that's got to be leading to Britt Baker at some point. There's a video package for Queen Aminata. I think she's got a good shot of winning that Ring of Honor Women's World TV title. I think she's fantastic. And then we get the AEW Tag Title Tournament bracket. Mm-hmm. We got Ricky Starks and Big Bill against Top Flight. Got the Young Bucks against Private Party. We got Taven and Bennett against the winners of a match between Best Friends and Kyle Fletcher and Will Hobbs. And we got FTR against the winners of a match between the Infantry and the House of Black, Buddy Matthews and Brody King. And that'll take place tomorrow on Collision. So that's pretty cool. I'm going to guess House of Black wins that.
Oh, yeah. We got to see a part two of this or three of FTR and House of Black.
And I'm going to guess we get Taven and Bennett against Best Friends just to continue that rivalry as well.
Yep.
That'll be a lot of fun, though. Continue on Rampage. We had Takeshita beat Komandar. A Serena Deeb vignette. She promises to win some gold. And hopefully. I would like to see her win some gold, too. I definitely thought that she was going to be Mercedes' first challenger.
Yeah.
And she still could be. And in the main event, the Undisputed Kingdom of Roderick Strong, Matt Taven, and Mike Bennett faced off with Top Flight and Action Andretti. And of course, the Undisputed Kingdom did get the win because you got to give that faction something. You're not giving them Wardlow winning matches, so got to give them something.
Good show.
That about takes care of your Friday night. Pretty decent stuff. I'm excited for what we got next week on SmackDown with Cody and Roman being face-to-face. Somebody's asking who we think is going to win between Jay and Jimmy. I think it's Jay all the way. But that'll do it for us. Alex, where can they find you?
Hey, man, big night next Friday night. Make sure you guys are here once again. You know, come hang out with us. It is my the day before my official birthday. So my birthday's next Saturday. So we're going to spend the night before here. Birthday Eve. Hell talking yeah. About SmackDown, having a good time. So hope to see everyone that was on the chat. You guys can follow me on Twitter, _AlexisCardoza, where I like to really piss off the IWC with my hot takes from what I see. And I love it. Whether they're good or bad, I praise everyone. I love wrestling. So sometimes I get good, sometimes I get bad. And on Instagram, just Alexis Cardoza, no underscores or anything like that. Same thing with Threads. I've been on there a lot. That account's been growing very nice. Quickly. So, yeah, love you all, man. Thank you for being here with Robert and I.
Oh, yeah. And you can follow me everywhere at Dude Felice.
Hell
that's
yeah.
On Twitter, Instagram, Threads, Twitch. Listen, if there's a social media platform, you type in the term Dude Felice, I'm probably going to be there. And thanks for hanging out. Kate will be back next week. If you're not faithful fans, she will be back telling all the good stuff.
The bangs will be back.
The bangs will be back. Oh, my God. Alex, you just reminded me of something. We can't let a Friday night go on without getting a little bang bang action, can we?
When your package has arrived from Blue Chew, oh boy, has your package arrived. And the mailman won't really know what he's bringing you because it arrives in a discreet package. But as we've mentioned, discretion will not be something that people use to describe your package. That's because Blue Chew is a unique online service that has the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable tablets at a fraction of the cost. Take them anytime, day or night, wee hours of the morning, morning hours of the wee. It doesn't really matter. It's ready whenever the opportunity arises. And a lot will arise with BlueChew.com and the code Fightful. Get your first month free when you use our promo code Fightful. Just pay $5 at shipping. Use that promo code Fightful at BlueChew.com. Sign up at BlueChew.com. Consult with a licensed medical provider. Once you're approved, you'll receive that prescription within days. No doctor's office, no awkward conversations, no waiting in line at the pharmacy where Linda's going to be like, oh, you see him getting those Wayna pills? It's not going to happen. Not with BlueChew.com and the code Fightful. Do it.
Yep, do it. Do it right on Friday night. And Alex, I think we did. So with that being said, guys, subscribe to Fightful Select. It is the best $5 in the business right next to Blue Chew that you can pick up for yourself. And we will catch you guys next week with Kate and Alex. And I'll see you when I see you.
Later, guys. Until then,
we're out.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.